Welcome to our Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat local radio broadcast, and to those listening, joining us on our website at scsmat.com. Shripad Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj recently returned from Russia, representing Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj to the devotees there. His Holiness is currently in Kolkata in our Dum Dum Park temple at Srila Govinda Maharaj's lotus feet, from where we've arranged an interview via a microphone link. Maharaj, please tell us about the activities you observed taking place in Russia at this time.
It begins with understanding something His Divine Grace said about Sripad Avadhut Maharaj, which is that some divine force appears to be working through Him. And it's a testimony to the power of the order of Sri Guru and of someone dedicating them their lives to fulfilling that order. So Sripad Avadhut Maharaj was in America and quite content to remain there, but Srila Gurudev gave him the order to go and bring Srila Guru Maharaj's divine conception to the people of Russia, Ukraine, Siberia. And we've seen in a relatively short period of time a huge manifestation of Krishna conscious activities, temples, environment, devotees, books, recordings, videos, festivals, all springing up from Sripad Avadhut Maharaj's desire to fulfill Srila Gurudev's order. So I had the fortune to enter the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Cultural Center in Moscow, which is centrally located in the very heart of the city, literally as well as figuratively. We always take it that there's some significance to location. Srila Guru Maharaj located the mosque in the Aparad Bhanjanarapad. Srila Gurudev got the phone call from Rupa Goswami to establish Guru Maharaj's Vrindavan temple next to the Radha Damodar. And then Sripad Avadhut Maharaj, he's manifesting the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Cultural Center a few blocks away from the Kremlin, the postcard picture-perfect center of Moscow, the heart of Russia, the former atheistic Soviet Union.
You mentioned about the phone call from Srila Rupa Goswami. Could you please expand a little about that?
I say it that way. We know Srila Gurudev, his phone did not ring, was not working for a month. And then one day, he got some inspiration just to pick up the phone to see if it was working or not. And on the other end was an agent in Vrindavan telling that the plot of land immediately adjacent to the Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi of Srila Rupa Goswami and the Radha Damodar temple was not only available, but exclusively available to Srila Govinda Maharaj only. This was not a call to tell him, would you like to enter this market and purchase this, but rather a phone call saying, this is available to you exclusively. Come now here and take possession. So I call that the call from Rupa Goswami. We're in the line of Rupanugas, so there's the metaphoric call of Rupa Goswami too, which means total dedication to the lotus feet of Sri Guru. And Sripad Avadhut Maharaj is demonstrating that with the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Cultural Center in Moscow. The Indian ambassador has come there, also to the Jagannath Express restaurant, and expressed deep appreciation for Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev's conception and his heartfelt appreciation for the mission. So every day there we met with so many devotees, also some scholars, professors, they're coming, members of the Indian community are coming, and a very nice foundation for the future of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Cultural Center is being established.
And what kind of activities are they doing at this new cultural center?
Well, there's always the regular program of Krishna Katha, because that is our culture. As Srila Gurudev said at the Moscow Festival, where 5,000 people attended this summer, that when he took the stage, he said, when you cannot separate culture from Krishna culture. Krishna is a part of Indian culture. So it's people, they may paint it with the broad brush of religion, but Srila Gurudev's point was, if you consider Indian culture, then you must come in connection with the Krishna conception. So there, in addition to the Hari Katha that is regular daily function, there's a Saturday program, a Sunday program in a hall in which people are invited back to the mosque. Sri Padavadu Maharaj's approach is through Indian dance, drama, art, to cast a wide net, and then from that, then to bring them in deeper connection directly with Krishna consciousness. That's basically his program.
And after Moscow, I believe you traveled on to other places in Russia and the Ukraine?
Yes. Yes, I went after that to the mosque in St. Petersburg, and the last program I did there, 200 people attended, and it was also filmed or recorded by the local media. So there's a thriving temple there on the Sea of Ice. The Baltic Sea right now is total ice, and in this environment, which to me were like blizzard-like conditions, and I was doubting whether anyone would come, 200 people attended the weekly program. So things are going very nicely there. And then from there, together with Muraleeswar Prabhu, our expert translator, we went to Siberia, to two cities. One was Tomsk, where we did public programs at the Pushkin Library. They were very well attended. Sriman Naradev Prabhu had a nice advertising campaign with posters all over the buses in the city, so much so that we were getting recognition from the people. You know, they're indicating that's who they saw in the poster. And I was in a car and people were on a bus, and I looked in a bus and saw a poster.
A poster displaying a photo of yourself?
Yes, and the moth in the background and the people pointing. And when we got on the train and went from Tomsk to Krasnoyarsk, a group of students also recognized us, and they came and joined us in our cabin, around a dozen of them. And we got to preach to them for some time there and take their names and addresses, and our local devotees will follow up with them. And in the town of Krasnoyarsk, we did a public program at the, I don't know what to call it other than the Science Center, where we gave a talk on the subjective evolution of consciousness. And again, in attendance were maybe 150 people. They were invited back to our local residence there, where that evening a half a dozen people took Harinam from His Divine Grace. And all along the way, many books were being distributed, recordings, very vibrant, dynamic preaching program organized by Sri Padavadut Maharaj and his capable assistants, Naradev Prabhu, Jadu Krishna Prabhu, Madhava Krishna Prabhu, Rasapriya Didi, D. Jairaman Prabhu and Petersburg, so many, Amrita Moyi, Amrita Krishna Prabhu, so many devotees. It's almost like a military campaign.
With so much preaching taking place there, do you know if devotees are coming for the Sri Gauraprima festivals this year in Navadvip?
Yes. Sri Padavadut Maharaj selects the fortunate few, and I think they're probably preparing as we speak to come to the center of the spiritual universe, Sri Navadvip Dham.
Maharaj, you've been to Russia several times, but was there any particular incident that stood out for you during this particular visit?
Well, as one lady, Nirupama Devi Dasi, was taking Harinam from His Divine Grace, I thought of when Srila Guru Maharaj had returned to Hapaniya accompanied by Achyutananda Maharaj, and Srila Guru Maharaj's brother was somewhat astonished to see this young boy from New York so enthusiastically embracing the Krishna conception of divinity and Mahaprabhu's land of divine magnanimity, and said to him, "We grew up here and our appreciation is not so great, and you're from tens of thousands of miles away from New York, the other part of the side of the world. How is it that you've got this appreciation?" And Srila Guru Maharaj liked that Achyutananda answered by saying, "Ramanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Ji Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakilata Vij." It's not a question of location, because we're wandering throughout the length and breadth of this universe. But it's only the fortunate souls, those who are Bhagavan Jeeves, they're recipients of this mercy. They're fortunate being created by the mercy and the grace of the Vaishnavas. So, acting as Srila Gurudev's agent and representative, I saw His Divine Grace was extending that divine mercy from this Navadvip Dham and Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, and in pursuance of the order of Srila Guru Maharaj to him, and he mentioned this the other day, his exact words, to distribute the seeds of Krishna Prem to sincere seekers. So I saw this lady before me, a sincere seeker, and felt myself so fortunate to be on some level involved in the distribution of this mercy of His Divine Grace. And I recall at that time, and I thought, yes, here we are in Siberia, and from one point of view, we could say, how is it that these people here in Siberia have so much appreciation, or are so enthusiastic to embrace Mahaprabhu's Krishna conception? And that verse came to my mind as positive proof. Yes, it's not a question of location, but the fortunate soul, they'll be able to become recipients of this mercy. That stands out in my mind. And other than that, when Srila Guru Maharaj heard the overall report, and he said, yes, Srila Guru Maharaj concluded that in the observation of Srila Swami Maharaj's huge campaign of inundating the world with Krishna consciousness, that some divine potency was there. And he said, I'm seeing also that under the capable guidance of our Sripad Abhidhut Maharaj, that some divine potency must be at work, just inundating the Russia, Ukraine, and Siberia with Mahaprabhu's mercy.
I heard from one of the residents of our Dum Dum Park temple that just after you returned from Russia, yes, this time, you and Srila Govinda Maharaj had a competition glorifying Sripad Abhidhut Maharaj.
Yes, because His Divine Grace said, when I brought this point up to him previously, he said, this is my religion, glorifying others, finding fault with myself and glorifying others. And this is perfect within the conception of Srila Guru Maharaj, that if one who said that the second class position, of course His Divine Grace is in the first class position, but minimally said the second class position shall be at least of the progressive devotee, that if someone is going away from Krishna consciousness, they're very sad to hear that. And if people are being brought in connection with Krishna consciousness or making progress in Krishna consciousness, that they will recognize and celebrate that. And His Divine Grace, there's no more perfect example of this than He Himself, who He's giving all the praise to Sripad Abhidhut Maharaj, Vijay Raman Prabhu, and their serving group. Whereas this is the competition amongst Vaishnavas. If you ask them, they will say it is all the mercy of Srila Gurudev. And this is the sweet Krishna consciousness that is capturing our hearts and minds. That Rupa Goswami is also told, one of the symptoms of a Vaishnava is they're always appreciating the Vaishnavata, or the spiritual qualities of other Vaishnavas. So His Divine Grace is deferring in this way, giving all the credit to Sripad Abhidhut Maharaj, and Sripad Abhidhut Maharaj and Vijay Raman Prabhu are saying it's only by the mercy of His Divine Grace that any of these wonderful preaching manifestations are taking place.
Many thanks indeed, Maharaj. And I'm sure I'm speaking not only for myself, but for all the listeners, that we are indebted to Your Holiness for talking with us and bringing closer to us all the activities of our Gurudev's mission in Russia.
That's much appreciated by me, and I consider myself very fortunate to be in a position where I have some opportunity to serve His Divine Grace by serving or attempting to serve those who are serving Him and aspiring for the service of His Lotus Feet. Hare Krishna.